إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وأستاذنا وقدوتنا وإمامنا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وإن كل محدثة بدعة، وإن كل بدعة ضلالة، وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله، مصداقا لقوله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Oh, you believe, do your duty to Allah. Fear Allah only alone. Fear Allah only alone. اتقوا الله حق تقاته. In the way He commands all of us. ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. And don't ever die except in a state of Islam. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى in this blessing day, يوم الجمعة, and the last Jum'ah in the month of Ramadan, that Allah تبارك وتعالى, before we meet Allah, that Allah give us the shahada to say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله before we meet Him. وداعا رمضان وإن العين لتبكي والقلب ليدمع. We fear today and we cry because Ramadan will leave us and our heart is full of sadness because this great month fast, very fast. We seen like yesterday we saw the moon sighting for Ramadan. Some Muslims said before, Allahu Akbar, Ramadan will come this year in the month of July and month of August. The degree, the heat will be very high. How we going to fast 16 hours a day? I ask you by the name of Allah, how is Ramadan this year? Subhanallah, your calculation, my calculation is always wrong. Allah is the one who created the whole universe. So Allah made it for all the believers. Wallahi, when I was walking in the street one day in the month of July, I feel cold. Seems like I need a jacket. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. 16 hours we don't feel any hardship. We are not hungry. The only thing, to be honest with you, few hours of sleeping. That's all we suffer in Ramadan. But Allah made it easy. Made it easy for the believer. And congratulations for those who pass the test. Congratulations for those who fast Ramadan. Congratulations for those who made Qiyam al-Layl. Congratulations for those who walk and rush to go to the masajid to pray on time all the salah. Congratulations for those who fast. Congratulations for those who read the Quran. Congratulations for those who make Qiyam al-Layl. Congratulations for those stay between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand to break tahajjud in the middle of the night. Congratulations to those who run to Salat al-Fajr in the dark time. Congratulations for those who contribute and they spend their money for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ni'matun min Allah. Ya ibadallah, ni'matun min Allah. It is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the Muslim ummah that Allah gave to us with this great month. So when you fast and you do your deed in Ramadan, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granting all the Muslim is just like your mother deliver you to this life and erase all your sins. And lose and loser for those who did not fast, for those who did not pray, for those who did not make the qiyam al-layl, for those who did not pray in jama'ah, for those who did not run to the fajr, for those who did not spend for the cause of Allah if they are able financially. And we ask you, O Allah, in this blessing day of al-jum'ah, last jum'ah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala help us to continue this great ibadah. We feel the sweetness of iman. We feel the sweetness of at-taqwa. The purpose of Ramadan, Allah help the Muslim to gain more taqwa and more in your heart. That is the purpose. So we feel the sweetness of at-taqwa in our heart. We walk to the masajid. We enjoy it to run to pray Salat al-Tarawih. We enjoy it when we take our dollar from our bucket and we found ourselves need to spend. Need to spend for the cause of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We were, walhamdulillahi ta'ala, were granted by a sabr. Allah give you patience to fast that day and to be capable to fast. Sabrun ala ta'a, to be patient in the ta'a. And there is no anything for those who fast except al-jannah. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wal hadithu fil Bukhari wa Muslim. Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi. Whoever fast Ramadan imanan, believe it, he like it, he wait for it every year. Imanan, you believe. Fasting is one of the command in Islam. واحتسابا you seek in أجر with Allah تبارك وتعالى. كل عمل ابن آدم فهو له إلا الصوم فهو لي وأنا أجري به. Every single deed for the son of Adam, it's for him. Except the fasting, Allah, he said that. Except the fasting, it's for me and our reward. And the reward when it's come from Allah, it's unlimited rewards. Allah Akbar. من قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stand up for Allah in the Laylatul Qadr, waiting for the Laylatul Qadr, working hard in the Laylatul Qadr, إيمانا واحتسابا, they believe it and seeking the ajr with Allah tabaraka ta'ala, Allah take you from Ramadan with clean record from all the sins. Alhamdulillah for ni'mat al-Iman. Alhamdulillah for ni'mat al-Islam. Alhamdulillah for ni'mat al-Siyam. Alhamdulillah ala ma a'ta wa ala ma jazal alayna. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Laka alhamdu kulluhu ya Rabbana. Wa laka al-shukru kulluhu ya Rabbana. Ala shahri Ramadan. Wa ala qiyam Ramadan. Wa ala sadaqat Ramadan. Wa ala qira'ati al-Quran. Qira'ati al-Quran. At-taqwa. At-taqwa as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it. We gain the taqwa from Ramadan. It's energy to move for the whole year. Not to come to the masajid only in Ramadan. Not to read Al-Quran only in Ramadan. Not to spend your money only in Ramadan. But in the whole year, because the Lord of all month is the Lord of Ramadan. Let's we take energy and we four steps to move inshaAllah ta'ala with the same duty inshaAllah ta'ala. We ask Allah to provide us with the taqwa all year. At-taqwa meaning, how do you gain the taqwa? What you gain from Ramadan? ورز تقوى إذ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم هي الخوف من الجليل. تقوى meaning you afraid from الجليل the Almighty الله تبارك وتعالى. That is the number one. Do I fear Allah? Do I fear Allah تبارك وتعالى? Do I am afraid from Allah to stand up between His hand in the day of the judgment? That is the meaning of taqwa. When you fear Allah تبارك وتعالى. When you afraid from Allah تبارك وتعالى. والعمل بالتنزيل. العمل بالتنزيل. It's meant to follow every single ayah of the revelation which has been revealed to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قراءة القرآن. تدبر القرآن. فهم القرآن. Not only to hear the Quran from the Sheikh Sa'di behind. But the beauty for the Muslim to go and understand what Allah wants to say in the Quran. Concentrate in the Quran. That is the taqwa. That is the taqwa in the heart of the believer. والاستعداد ليوم الرحيل. And to prepare yourself for the day of resurrection when you meet Allah تبارك وتعالى. That is called calculation of at-taqwa in the heart of the believer. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. الفوز بالجنة إن شاء الله تعالى. يا أيها الذين The message is for me. The message for يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Allah did not say يا أيها المسلمون. He said يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Oh you who believe. The believer. The true believer. اتقوا الله. اتقوا الله. Fear Allah. Do your duty to Allah تبارك وتعالى. وقولوا. قولوا قولا سديدا. And when you speak, you speak with the truth. The sign of the Muslim, when he speak, he speak with the truth. That is the sign of taqwa. يصلح لكم أعمالكم. If you fear Allah and you do your duty in Islam and you say the truth, the word of truth, the word of iman, the word of tawheed, so Allah تبارك وتعالى will guide you to perform the best righteous good deed. Allah, it's come from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Just carry the taqwa and say the truth all the time. ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. And Allah will forgive all your sins. ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. And whoever obey Allah and His messenger, indeed he will be successful in this life and in the hereafter, great successful from Allah تبارك وتعالى. And the Sahaba, they learned about that. They understood the taqwa in bitter way. Umar رضي الله عنه وأرضاه was walking in a street while he was Khalifa. فتوقفه رجل رجل stopped him. رجل is not from the great Sahaba. Illiterate man. Look what the man told him. قال يا عمر. He stopped him. Umar walking with his governor in a street. The man stopped him. There is no any position except in Islam. He stopped him and he told him, Ya Umar, لقد كنت عدما فأصبحت عميرا. He was nothing. He wasn't in this life, Ya Umar. He was nothing. And you became عميرا. عميرا means small Umar. It's been a child. Allah blessed you and He brought you to this life. Without any knowledge, without any money, without anything. We came from the womb of our mother without any position, without any money, without anything. Naked. Came to this life. So the man, he called Umar, and you became Umayra. You became a small Umar. ثم من الله عليك بالإسلام فأصبحت عمرا. And Allah blessed you with Islam and you became Umar. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ فَأَصْبَحْتَ خَلِيفَةً لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And then Allah favored you and blessed you and you became Khalifa for all the believers. So what the man told him? Did he go and clean his jacket? Did he go and polish his shoes? Did he say a thick word to fake him? Like most of the people when they saw an important man in this life? لا والله.
ده معنى تظلم. اتق الله يا عمر، اتق الله يا عمر، فير الله يا عمر. فبكى عمر، عمر هيك رايلات عند جوفرنر اسيستنت بيستاب ذا مان، قال كفوا ايها الرجل استاب دون بذر خليفه المسلمين. قال اتركوه، ليف هيم الون، دونت ستوب هيم. ريمايند مي اباوت التقوى، لا خير فيكم ان لم تقولوها، ولا خير فينا ان لم نسمعها. There is nothing good comes from you unless you say the truth. You say the truth. ولا خير فينا ان لم نسمعها. And there is nothing come out good from us if we don't listen to the people. If you don't listen to the people. That is the taqwa in the heart. And Allah تبارك وتعالى himself said in the Quran, يا ايها النبي اتق الله ولا تطع الكافرين والمنافقين. Fear Allah, do your duty. The message for the messenger of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Fear Allah and don't ever follow the desire of the kafirin, the kafir and all the hypocrites. So when I meet you, you are in the street, remind me and told me, اتق الله يا شيخ، اتق الله يا شيخ سعد، اتق الله يا شيخ مصطفى، اتق الله يا شيخ عمر، اتق الله يا عبد الرحمن، اتق الله يا فاطمة، اتق الله يا زينب. That is a sign of the taqwa which you gain it from Ramadan, to be humble to Allah and His Messenger and to all the believers. When you stand up in the line, feel your brother next to you are better than you. That is the taqwa in your hearts. وتعلمنا من رمضان حلاوة الإيمان. And we learn from Ramadan the sweetness of الإيمان, the true إيمان. See, you love the عبادة. You run to the masjid. I'm going to Taraweeh. I'm going to stand to Hajjud. I'm going so and so. I'm going to pray in Jama'ah. I'm going to recite Al-Quran. I will finish two juz'i today. You love the Iman. And what is the Iman is? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث أنس في البخاري ومسلم. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ثلاث من كنا فيه وجد بهن حلاوة الإيمان. Three things. If you find yourself with these three things, you feel the sweetness of an iman in your heart. We need to examine ourselves. We need to know where we are from Islam. And I need to know it is exactly I enjoy it. What kind of iman I carry? Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Three things. And every one of us should examine himself. He carry these three or not. An yakuna Allah, number one. An yakuna Allah wa rasuluhu أحب إليه مما سواهما. To make Allah and His Messenger in your heart the most beloved, more than anything in this life, more than my children, more than my wife, more than my parents, more than the money which I have it. So when I found the people in the street in Manhattan selling shish kebab in the time of Jum'ah, they love the dollar more than Allah and His Messenger. When we find a believer, they know they postponed the salah, postponed the salah, postponed the salah. It's mean the life, it's better for them more than Allah and His Messenger. So the real iman in the heart of the believers, that you feel that Allah and your Messenger is better than anything in this life. When you hear the adhan for salah, you run. When Allah calling you for fasting, you run. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala want you to spend for the cause of Allah, right away you take in the dollar. That is the iman. You love Allah and His Messenger more than anything. Number two. وَأَنْ يُحِبَّ الْمَرْأَ لَا يُحِبُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. And when you love your brother in Islam, and when you love sister, you love your sister in Islam, you love him only for the cause of Allah, not for benefits, not to take money from him, not to steal him, not to cheat him, not to favor. La ya akhi, you love your brother in Islam for Allah. Allah will put you together in a Jannah. Even if you stand up in front of Allah, one of them he said, Ya Allah, I have complained about against my brother Abdul Rahman. And then what? You said, and after he say, what kind of complaint? And then after that, Allah, you raised a qasam. Raise the qasam. I said, Ya Rabbi, discuss it for who? قال لمن عفا عن أخيه. For those who pardon and forgive his brother. He said, I forgive him, ya Allah. I pardon him, ya Allah. He said, take the hand of your brother and both of you enter this castle. Number three. أن يحب المرأة لا يحبه إلا لله. Number three. To stand up in the salah from salah to another salah and يجلس في الصلاة انتظارا لصلاة. To wait for the salah from salah to another salah. That means it is a great sign in the heart of the believers. Great sign for the heart of the believers. Sweetness of al-Iman. We ask Allah to provide us with al-Iman in our hearts. تعلمنا إلى المشي إلى المساجد. We run to the masjid in Ramadan. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم والحديث في البخاري قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من راح أو غدا إلى المسجد جعل الله له نزلا في الجنة عندما يغدو وعندما يروح. Whoever run to the masjid back and forth for every single salah, Allah تبارك وتعالى will make in the Jannah an entertainment. And what is the entertainment of Allah? Don't ask about. Don't ask what Allah تبارك وتعالى will prepare. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فإنه يغرس له شجرة في الجنة. It will be a tree. Allah will plant a tree for him in a Jannah. Do you know this tree how? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يسير الراكب تحتها مئات عام. If you drive under the shade of this tree, which is belonging to you, you need 100 years to cut it. You need 100 years to finish this shade of your tree. Allah made it for you. وإن أفضل الصلاة على المنافقين صلاة العشاء والفجر. The most difficult salah for the hypocrites, the صلاة العشاء and صلاة الفجر. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الحديث في الترمذي قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى العشاء في جماعة كتب له قيام نصف الليل. Whoever stand up to pray صلاة العشاء in جماعة in the masjid, Allah written for him half of the night قيام الليل. Allah. ومن صلى الفجر والعشاء في جماعة. And whoever stand up in a masjid in جماعة behind the imam to pray عشاء and فجر in جماعة, Allah تبارك وتعالى written for you like you made the whole قيام الليل. Can we continue? Can we continue for this? A great blessing from Allah. Ya Allah, help us إن شاء الله تعالى to perform this right عبادة. قراءة القرآن. اقرأوا القرآن. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لكم. Read the Quran because the Quran will come in the day of the judgment شفيعا to intercede for you in Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah سبحانه وتعالى in something sense Quran will stand up and will talk for you, will defend. Ya Allah, I prevailed him to sleep. Ya Allah, he was taking me and he read it day and night. Allah تبارك وتعالى will make the Quran to intercede for you. Ya Allah, make all the Quran to intercede for all of us inshallah ta'ala. And spending the money في سبيل الله. There is a lot of Muslim all over in Somalia, in Burma, in Syria, in Sudan, in Afghanistan, in everywhere they suffering, no food, no medicine. Spin. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يأمن أحدكم وجاره جوعان. None one of you will be in peace, will be in security, and his neighbor are suffering from the food. They are my beloved, our brother. May Allah تبارك وتعالى help us to continue this ibadah and to move forward to fear Allah تبارك وتعالى and to do our duty after Ramadan inshallah and accept our fasting and accept our قيام and accept our صدقات and accept the قراءة القرآن. And may Allah cast all of us our hearts تقوى في الله تبارك وتعالى. ادعو الله لعلها تكون ساعة إجابة من يوم الجمعة. من الله تبارك وتعالى حسبنا. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we try ده منطق رمضان. ولو يعلم الناس ما في رمضان لتمنوا أن تكون السنة كلها رمضان. If the people knows what is in Ramadan, what is the benefits from Ramadan, they wish and hope that the whole year to be Ramadan. Forgiveness, جنة. إن في الجنة بابا يسمى باب الريان. جنة, الله كرييت سبيشال جيت إن جنة. Call it باب الريان. When the people run it, a lot, billions of Muslims run to this gate. The angel stopped them. Who are you? قالوا نحن الصائمون. We are the one who fasted the month of Ramadan. May Allah make all of us and all Muslims enter from this door very soon. Inshallah, in the Jannah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول ما يحول واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه. أيها الذين استجيبوا لله, answer Allah when he called you, answer him and his messenger when he called you. Here is hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, سمعنا وأطعنا. Here is the ayah from the book of Allah, سمعنا وأطعنا. We listen and we obey. That is the sign for the believer. Those who fast Ramadan, you are the best chosen from the ummah. When you hear the call came from Allah and his messenger, obey without any discussion, without any argument, blindly, without talking. Sometimes he told the Prophet, here is the hadith, he said, but what ya akhi, arhamuk Allah, listen and obey. That is the sign of the believer. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, when Allah called you for that which give you life. I'm alive, ya Allah, but you are dead without the Sharia. You are dead without the Sunnah. You are nothing in this life without the Sharia, the Quran and Sunnah. So when Allah called you for that which give you life, answer right away. وَعْلَمُوا. And you have to know that Allah comes in between and your heart. Some of us are suffering today. Why my heart is not feeling? Why my heart is dead? Why I don't feel the khushu' in the salah? Why I don't feel when I read the Quran? Because we something wrong. There is a disease in the heart. We need to clear this disease. When Allah calling you, why Allah calling you? Normally, my brothers, in our khutbah today, تجد في هذه الدنيا أن الفقير هو الذي يدعو الغني والضعيف هو الذي يدعو القوي. In this dunya, in this life, you find all the time الفقير, the poor, who go in the door of the rich to ask him for help. والضعيف يذهب إلى الغني. And the weak that has no power, he always go for those who has power to ask them for help. But the formula with Allah is totally different. Concentrate with me. Allah تبارك وتعالى هو الذي يدعوك. Allah in this ayah is the one, he called you. فأنت الفقير والله هو الغني. Allah is the richest. And you are the poorest. And you are the weak. والله هو القوي وأنت الفقير. Allah is the most strength. Allah تبارك وتعالى is the most powerful. And you are the weak. But Allah is the one, he called you. And normally in the opposite side in this life, we are the one, the poor, goes for the rich to ask him. And the weak goes for the powerful, who has the power to help him. But Allah, he is the richest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. But he is the one, he calling you. أَنْتَ يَا فَقِير وَأَنْتَ يَا ضَعِيف. You are the poor, you are the weak. But Allah calling you. Why he calling you? لَأَنَّهُ يُحِبُّك. Because Allah, he loves you. Because Allah, he want you to enter the Jannah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created you not to send you to the hellfire. You are the one, you choose to enter the hellfire. May Allah save all of us from the hellfire. And then when you found yourself in this position, Allah calling you, السماء والأرض تقول. The earth will calling Allah. قالوا يا الله لقد خلقت
فرقته بيديك ونفخت فيه من روحك وجعلت الملائكة تسجد لأبيه. ده earth will stop to Allah when you commit sins in the land. Earth you don't hear but the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us in this hadith. The earth will calling Allah, Ya Allah, you created him, you created her. Her from what? You created him by your hand. وكل صانع يحب ما صنع. And why Allah he loves you? Because every maker loved what he made. Allah made you by his hand. He loved you too much. Allah loved you too much. Because every creator, every maker, he loved whatever he gave, whatever he made. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blow into your body from his spirit, from his ruh. And more than that, Allah made all the angels to prostrate for your father Adam. Is that right or not? فغعني يا الله ذلي بأن أخسف به. The earth will ask Allah, oh my Lord, permit me to swallow him. The sky will they say the same thing, Ya Allah, permit me to collapse on him, to finish him. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala answer the earth and the heaven. قال ليس لكما من الأمر شيئا. You have nothing in this matter. فلو خلقتما لرحمتما لحمتما. If you created him, you will treat him with mercy. I am the merciful. I am the one who created him. I cannot permit anyone to destroy him. I give him a chance for tawbah. And that is a policy. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is merciful for all of us. I give you chance for tawbah. But if the heart is dead, no tawbah. We ask Allah to provide us with tawbah. And we end our hadith today. For example, tawbah is open all the time. Every single moment in this life. Musa alayhi salam, a woman came to him. قالت يا نبي الله يا نبي الله لقد أذنبت ذنبا عظيما. Oh Prophet of Allah, I committed a great sin. قال وما ذنبك يا امرأة. What's your sins, O woman? قالت زنيت. I committed adultery. قال اخرجي يا تاجرة من بيتي لعل الله أن يسقط علينا نارا من السماء فتحرق تحرقنا بشؤمك أو بشؤم معصيتك. Get out from my house because we are afraid that Allah will send the fire from the heaven to burn all of us because of your evil acts, because of your bad deeds. The woman, she came out from the Musa alayhi salam's house crying, and she raised her hand to Allah. Ya Allah, forgive me, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. We fast Ramadan, Ya Allah. We meet Qiyam al-Layl, Ya Allah. We make Salat al-Tarawih, Ya Allah. We spend in for the Quran, read the Quran, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Say Ameen. The woman, the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala right away send the message. He spoke direct to Musa. Qala ya Musa, lima tarakta ta'iba? Why you send her out? Why you kicked her out from your house, ya Musa? Qala ya Rabbi, innaha aznabat zamban azima. Ya Rabbi, she committed a great sin. Qala ya Musa, alam ta'lam man huwa asharru minha? Don't you know, ya Musa, there is somebody worse than this woman? He told Moses, ya Allah. Qala tariku salat. Tariq al-Salah is a bigger sinner in the sight of Allah. We ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to make all of us righteous and to come out from the month of Ramadan with full forgiveness, and give us the tawbah before we meet him, and give us the taqwa and iman in our heart. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to bless all this beautiful jama'ah and to help us to continue our job in Islam inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa qabbal minna waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma taqabbal minna siyamana wa taqabbal minna qiyamana wa taqabbal minna sadaqatina wa taqabbal minna qira'at al-Qur'an wa taqabbal minna ya rabbal 'arsh al-'azim salih al-a'mal. Allahumma la tukhrijna min hadha ash-shahr
إلا بذنب مكفور وعمل متقبل وجسدا على البلاء صابرا. اللهم عز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين في كل مكان وارحمنا فأنت بنا رحيم يا رب العالمين. اللهم تب على التائبين ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا ولا منا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم يا رب توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. أرنا الحق حقا ورزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا ورزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم تب علينا أجمعين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم. اللهم لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم. اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. And finally إن شاء الله in advance إن شاء الله عيد مبارك. And may Allah تبارك وتعالى bless everyone of you and may Allah تبارك وتعالى accept all our deed. جزاكم الله خيرا. قوموا إلى صلاتكم ورحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنعم.